This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan in for Andy today. Mackenzie and Meredith with us, the M&M ladies. They should have to bring M&Ms to work.
I'm good with that. I can get behind that.
That's what
I
thought.
Are you original M&M or do you go peanut or peanut butter?
Either one. Not the peanut butter. I'm not crazy about those.
Oh, I love the peanut butter M&Ms.
Those are called Reese's Cups.
Or Reese's, what is it? Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Would be the actual one, but.
Yeah. So something like that. We're going to talk about the NBA Saturday night stuff in just a second. We were talking about the All-Star game last segment. Cool Ray.
What's happening, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, so to answer all the questions about the All-Star game, fundamentally, we have to remember, even as fans, this is a time for these guys to take a break. This is a fun game. This is not really supposed to be a competition. This is just like anything else. But what the NBA is not doing is they're not integrating a fan reaction, a fan experience. It's all still focused on the players when the All-Star game is, even when you go to Pee Wee, it's all about the fan experience. And that's where the fans are not getting the experience. We're watching just whatever. But now, as far as the slam dunk contest, what I would do if I was the NBA is I would have auditions in the offseason of guys who are high flyers. Because that's something that has to be integrated. Like, I just don't want a guy who can slam in a game. Like, we saw this guy win 3 championships because he wants to be there. He can fly. He can jump. So this is where I would think that the NBA should get better. It's like have auditions throughout the year for the slam dunk contest and maybe have former slam dunk champions or people vote. But as far as the game goes, the All-Star game, to me, I would do something like a random – seat call. Like if you're in seat row 14, seat 50, you're now in the game. Like I would do something like that to bring the more fan field experience
for
involved.
A fan to play in the game.
Oh no,
yes.
That would
Cool Ray. Oh my god,
that would bring more fan field experience instead of
okay.
So that's what I would do. Something like that would bring the fan that the more of a fan base back into it.
All right, Cool Ray. The last thing I want to see is a fan on an NBA court.
Row 16, seat 12. All right, I got this. What? Medic!
I was going to say, I'll have torn Achilles for 300, yeah,
exactly.
Alex.
Exactly.
Who needs an ACL?
You don't realize.
Patellar tendons are overrated.
You have to realize how fast these games are.
It would be.
And like, I know they would, you could sign waivers and all of that stuff, but oh my gosh.
That's just not happening.
You'd go up and down the floor 3 times and we'd have to get a medic.
So the Saturday night stuff.
You'd pull everything.
The NBA Saturday night. I think the skills competition is about the lamest thing going. I just think that one's horrendous. And I say that the Cavs guys won it. Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell. They're bouncing chest pass off the side of the thing. They have to go back. the bounce passes, it's not a bounce pass you'd throw in a game, for, not that that matters, and you run through this thing. I understand what they're trying to do. It just doesn't work. I think that's just lame. You watch it and you think, well, that was fun. That was great. That happened. Cavs won that? Okay, good. That's wonderful. That's swell. I just think that thing has to go away.
I like it. It's fine. I see why they have it. I'm good with why they have it. Like, it's fine.
It's not real skill. I mean, well, it's...
But, like, you need, you know, you wanted something else. I like the shooting contest better that they used to do, where it was, you know, okay, the team drill. Like, you know what I'm talking about? When they used to have, like, the different spots on the floor, and the team had to hit that, and it ended with the half-court shot, and then hitting the half-court shot. That, I liked that better, but this is fine. Like, again, it's perfect to have on first so that everybody can ease it and get their popcorn and whatever else that they want to do. It's fine.
All right. I think it's a bad competition.
It's fine.
Next up is the three-point shootout. Will forever be my favorite part of the All-Star Weekend. I love it.
It's always enjoyable.
It's something that's a skill. That's a real deal there. And, you know, that's a part of the game. That one works. They've incorporated that into All-Star Weekend. I think the three-point shootout is outstanding. The only thing I might tweak... Like, if you have a great first round and it qualifies you for the second round, should the point totals carry over where you have, you know, guys got to catch up, guys got to stay hot? I would carry it over. I personally think it's like the most total three-pointers that you make. And if a guy gets eliminated, okay, he's out. But I don't think a guy should get penalized if he has like one fewer three in the second round than somebody else, but he made six more in the first round than that guy.
This feels like the home run derby argument that everybody ends up having. The one that always stand out to me is Josh Hamilton. I think it was at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, he was
went absolutely berserk.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, well, you know, we wiped the slate clean at the end of it instead of rolling over those homers, and then Josh Hamilton ended up burning out. I don't even know who won the home run derby that year, but everybody remembers Josh Hamilton going absolutely berserk. I feel like that's the argument that we're kind of having here. If they decided to do it, I would be fine with it. I kind of like the idea of wiping the slate clean, because then it also kind of makes it like, you know, it really shows the skill, the amount of shape you need to be in to get that many shots up in that short of a period of time with that level of accuracy. I kind of like that you get tired legs involved, you get tired arms involved. So... If they came back and said, okay, let's do it this way, I'd be like, okay, I understand where you're coming from. I like the way it is. Because I kind of also like the fact that you can't, you know, when the pressure gets higher, you don't have those banked ones going. You got to play when the pressure is at its highest.
All right. The slam dunk contest. As Kenny Smith said repeatedly during the telecast, and everybody else chimed in with him, Mac McClung, who won the contest for the third straight year, has saved the slam dunk contest. Am I going to be wrong when I tell you I don't think he should even be in it?
No.
He's played in five NBA games in his career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mac is not an NBA player.
No.
Mac is a G League player.
He is.
And he is one of the top five dunkers I've ever seen. One of the top five. He's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. The kid's a little guy, and he has hops. And that's fun to watch. Like Spud Webb back in the day.
Nate Robinson.
Watching Spud, watching Nate. It's fun to watch the little guy soar. It's more fun than watching a seven-footer dunk.
Right.
You know? And... along with being a little guy, oh my God, he's got creativity in his dunks that we haven't seen in forever.
The way he was using all of the, using the car and the sunroof.
And Evan Mobley and Scary.
I don't want to get into that because I think my heart rate still hasn't come down. But like the way that he used the, you know, the hoverboard mixed with the guy on a ladder with the other ball to dunk two balls at the same time. The way that all of these different things were going, it was really cool.
He's got a dude spinning on a hoverboard, holding a ball above his head, another dude on a ladder balancing a ball on the left side of the rim, and he goes running in. He grabs the ball from the guy spinning on a hoverboard, goes up with his right hand with that ball, slams the ball on the rim with the left hand, and follows it up with the one with the right hand. It was phenomenal.
It was very cool. It was, the whole presentation was very, very cool. I give him a ton of
credit. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Product. I hope what this does...
He hit the car coming down, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
he did. Glad he didn't wipe out.
I was worried he hurt himself.
Yeah.
I hope what this does is what we saw on Twitter afterward, which is it got Ja Morant to go, I may have to do this next year, and Giannis Antetokounmpo retweeting it saying, if you do it, I'll do it. Please get the actual All-Stars into the dunk contest. It should be one of those things where if you agree to go into the All-Star game, you should have to, like, at
compete
least
in one of the
time
other things
in your career,
yeah,
be involved in this. Like, you should have to do something if you are in the All-Star game and you can't back out of it. At least do it once. Because I know that the poster child for all of this is that LeBron James should have been in the dunk contest, and he just, for whatever reason in his career, said he wasn't going to do it. He then followed up at a press conference yesterday saying, I regret nothing by not doing the dunk contest in my career. That's fine,
should
but
Mac
you
McClung,
let the fans
should,
die.
Should Mac McClung be in it? I mean, he's the best dunker we've seen in a very long time.
The NBA realized they needed something to show, and they needed a show, and they got their show.
I know, except he's not an NBA player. I know he's under contract two-way. He's played in 5 NBA games. I can't tell you how much I enjoy watching him do it. He's phenomenal. Phenomenal. He shouldn't be in the NBA All-Star Dunk Contest. If they're going to do this, then they should, and I'm not kidding, and maybe this would work. Okay? Go to the Italian League. Find the best dunker in the Italian League. Bring him in. Go to the Spanish league.
But if you're going that far,
bring in the best dunker from college. Bring in the best dunker from the Globetrotters. I'm not being funny here. If you're going to let guys who are just good at dunking into the NBA All-Star Dunk Contest, then go ahead and bring in everybody. Find the best dunkers in the world and bring them in. Find some dude who's just on YouTube doing dunks.
And that's how Matt McClung started.
Right, and bring him in. Except Mac at least is still associated with the NBA.
Yeah, he has some play with the NBA. You're 100% right.
I mean, if you're going to just worry about guys who can dunk and they don't have to be NBA players, then go load it up. And forget the NBA guys. They got too much on the line to go out and I understand that. Now, we haven't seen anybody get, you know, we haven't seen anybody going from the free throw line like Jordan. I haven't seen anybody do a great two-hand dunk like Larry Nance with one in each hand. There's been some great stuff over the years.
Yeah.
We don't see it much anymore. I mean, we see it from Mac McClung.
Serge Ibaka went from the free throw line a couple years ago.
So just go ahead and but it wasn't his foot inside the line.
I think so.
Jordan's
foot was inside the line.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
it's Michael Jordan.
It was. In fact, I think Dr. J's foot was inside the line too.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I know.
But like, if you're going to
let Mac McClung do it, then open it up. And go get the best dunkers in the world and bring them all in for this. That might be fun because it's not like you have a rooting interest for Mac McClung other than the fact that he's done it now 3 years in a row and he's made some money, which is good for him.
Yeah.
But it's not like NBA fans are following him on a nightly basis. Oh, where's the Osceola Magic playing tonight?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a real good point. This guy is here to dunk basketballs, and maybe that's
By
the
God,
direction.
Is he good at it?
And maybe that's the direction he needed to go. Is just completely embrace everybody who is here to dunk basketballs. I hope, God, Jeff, I hope with everything in me that what was being sent out by Ja Morant and what was being sent out by Giannis leads to next year having big name guys back into the dunk contest.
Like LeBron's never been in the dunk contest.
The way that it should be.
Yeah,
it has driven me nuts forever. That we have it, that we only get it sporadically. Like last year, we had Jaylen Brown in there. It was like, okay, cool. Jaylen Brown's doing this.
Jaylen's the real deal.
Like, let's go. You know, that's what makes it fun is when you have guys who are well known names who can actually play, then turn around and also be in the dunk contest.
I would also assume.
No offense to Mac McClung.
Ja Morant, Giannis. Last thing they want to do is lose to some guy out of the G League.
Well, get over yourself.
No, I'm just telling you.
But that's always been my LeBron problem. Is it's like, get over yourself. So you lose the dunk contest.
I know.
You know what you do when you lose the dunk contest?
You applaud
drop
the other
four
guy.
Four championship rings down on the table and go, let's talk. Like, come on. Oh, I don't want to lose the dunk contest. Get over yourself.
Yeah, well.
It's for fun. It's what, you know, it's to entertain fans. It's for all of those things. Just do it.
Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's going to join us next year on Baskin and Phelps, and we're going to ask him, what's the latest you're hearing on anything with Deshaun Watson and what it might be for him next year, what it might be contractually for the Browns? Is there anything going on next on Baskin and Phelps?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.